Abraham Lincoln said that war falls heavily on all people, but most heavily upon the soldier, because while every person is called upon to contribute, soldiers put their lives on the line. Congress granted the President of the United States wide authority to move against Iraq, and it now falls to the brave men and women of our armed services to implement the President's chosen course. Regardless now of any American's approval or disapproval of the path the federal government has taken to this day, it is right and proper that we come together as a nation in times of war and lend our thoughts and prayers to every American son and daughter who serves in our military. They should have our full support for a successful mission and a safe return. I know that today throughout Oregon there are families and friends of those who put themselves in harm's way for this operation. I know these families are anxious, but they're proud. They're worried, but they're resolute. To them, I want to say that I share your concern about their safety, and I honor the support that each and every one of you give to your loved ones. During the time leading up to this conflict, the men and women in our armed forces have already sacrificed much. They've given up many hours of lost sleep. They've put themselves through physical rigors that challenge the limits of the body. Basic training, advanced specialty training, being away from family and friends for months at a time, going through the work of deployment, and standing by overseas under difficult circumstances, awaiting word of future military action. These experiences have already displayed our troops' dedication to our great country. Now in their role as protectors of our people, they are under orders to go into combat. This is not the first sacrifice they've made during their time in uniform. However, the step of going to battle is the most difficult sacrifice that any person can be asked to make. They're being asked to give up their lives for the lives of other Americans. I want to take this opportunity to express my gratitude for the love of country which motivates these very special people. To the soldiers, the sailors, the airmen and women and Marines, I say thank you. May your return home after this mission to your loved ones be quick, and know that the people of the United States are grateful for your willingness to sacrifice and to serve.